Turn with me to Mark chapter 4, verses 15 through 20. This is the parable of the sower. Tonight we want to examine the scriptures and what I call the four P's of being a Christian. And we're going to use the parable of the sower as a takeoff from that. Beginning in verse 15, Mark 4:15, he says, "And these are they that by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecutions arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended or stumble. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100." We can see in the examples of the wayside, the stony ground, and the thorns. And these are examples where they were lacking in perseverance. The stony ground is described in verse 17 as having no root in themselves. And the wayside is the word leaves their heart in verse 15. And in the thorns, the cares of the world and the, choke the word out in verse 19. We're continually encouraged throughout the scriptures to preserve or to remain steadfast, or persevere and to remain steadfast. The words convey to be strong, to be courageous, to be diligent, to be faithful, a stability of belief. And it is an attribute or a virtue that we cannot survive as a Christian without. Paul encourages this virtue in the Corinthian brethren in 1 Corinthians 15 in verse 58. When he says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." To remain steadfast in the word of God. In 1 Corinthians 16, in verse 13, he says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong." We talked about that earlier in the class this morning. To be strong. Jesus said to the Jews that believed in him in John 8:31, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." So we have a responsibility to, and he emphasizes a commitment, a diligence of faithfulness to carry forth and live out the word of God in our lives. This is a commitment that we make as Christians to live up and to persevere, to remain steadfast in that word of God. The scriptures continue to establish this perseverance or steadfastness as an attribute that is essential to eternal life. In Matthew, Jesus said in chapter 10, verse 22, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." So we know that there is a tribulation, that there is an endurance that we as Christians must undergo, and that we must endure to the end. We must be faithful to the end. If we do, then he says, in the end we shall be saved. The Hebrews writer in chapter 10, verse 38, he says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." And in Philippians 3, verse 7, Philippians 3 in verse 7. He says, now what things were gained to me, these I counted loss for Christ. This Paul writes to the Philippians. Yes, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. And this is Paul reciting his life and the hardships and the things that he endured, all for Christ. For the knowledge of Christ Jesus, he says. And he found in him not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after or press on, that I may apprehend or lay hold on that for which also I am apprehended of, or lay hold on Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Here Paul is recounting his commitment to God and to Christ and encouraging the Philippians for the same. He says, now this, in Hebrews 10, in verse 38, he says, the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. The second attribute related to perseverance is patience. In Romans, the second verse, in second chapter, in verse 10, 7, I'm sorry, second Romans 2 and 7, Paul relates, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Patience is commended in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. He says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. We as Christians wait patiently for the coming of Christ, for that eternal life. This is all in God's schedule and in God's time. So Christians must have a patience that is emphasized throughout the Scriptures. And it defines a mindset or a relationship through faith in God. In Psalms, the 37th chapter, verse 7, we read, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Patience is described also as a fruit of trial and tribulation. In Romans 5 and verse 3, he says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience and experience and experience hope or steadfastness. So patience is described as essential in running the Christian race. So we have the perseverance and we have patience in running that race. In Hebrews 12 in verse 1, He says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." So as we live our lives as Christians, each and every day we need to think upon these items, these things, this perseverance and this patience that we have as Christians. If we look back where we began in the parable of the sower in Luke 8, if we look in Luke 8 in verse 15, the good ground is described as having heard the word, kept it, and bring forth fruit with patience. We are reminded of the incentive and the promise in our lives in Romans 8 and 18. He says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." So when we look at the prize, or we look at the end goal, and we look at the things which we as Christians would endure during this lifetime, and the trials and tribulations that we undergo, either in a personal nature or as a church, it is imperative that we proclaim the attribute of this perseverance and this patience that we have as Christians, and relying on God's word and God's promise. In James 5 and verse 8, he says, "Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." So this is an encouragement to Christians of that first century to be patient, to wait, to carry forth God's word. In Hebrews 10 and 36, he says, "For we have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." So, an encouragement there to the Christians, an encouragement to us today in all of these things. Thirdly, we have peace. In Isaiah 9 and 67, Christ is described as the Prince of Peace. In Romans 10 and 15, Christ, the Lord, the Word is described as the gospel of peace. He says, "And how shall they preach except they be sent? For it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." In Philippians 4, in verse 6, Philippians 4 and verse 6, he says, "Be careful for nothing, or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and heard and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." As we undergo our lives in this world, we're encouraged here in Philippians on two things: the peace that we receive from God. There is a peace in our nature regardless of what tribulations or strife that we encounter in our lives, that we know the end, we know the results if we remain faithful. So that is not going to be a question to us. So we have a satisfaction and an internal peace that we can enjoy with God. He also mentions in Philippians about in everything by prayer and supplication. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 15, he says, "See that none render evil for evil, unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Quench not the Spirit. We need to be in constant communication with our Master on a daily basis. If we live this life, we need to remember to persevere in God's Word. We need to remember to be patient, knowing the promise to come, to live in peace that only God can provide. And lastly, to pray without ceasing each and every day. This communication with the Master on our daily lives will keep us focused on the things that we need to do as Christians. We need to every day meditate on where we're at and where we're headed in this life, and the things that we can and we can't do, the things that we can control and the things that we can't control. God's Word should guide our lives each and every day. We need to be able to persevere. We need to be able to be patient, to live a peaceful life, knowing that God has foreordained our destiny, and to pray and communicate with God each and every day as Christians. We studied several lessons today. All of them are around basically the same subject: to be strong, to be courageous, to quench yourself like men, to remain faithful. And these four P's that we've talked about tonight, this perseverance, this patience, prayer, these are the issues that we can control each and every day in our lives. These are things that as Christians will keep us on the straight and narrow way. If we have any present this evening that are not Christians, that have not accepted God's Word, we would encourage you to do that as we sing tonight. Or if you are a Christian and have erred and need the prayers of the church for any reason, we would ask that you come forward as we stand and sing at this time.